Have you ever checked yourself in the mirror before? Anyone wanted to admit to it? Did anyone check themselves in the mirror this morning? Last week? Maybe when you were a teenager, right? Yeah? Well, I think we all have checked ourselves in the mirror at some point. It might be before a big day at work or a night on the town, maybe last night. We might just adjust our clothing or check our hair and just make sure that maybe everything matches. As we gaze at our appearance, we might wonder, how do I look today? Sometimes I think we look pretty darn good. Yeah, we're doing good today. And other days, I just hope to pass, right? I just hope that people don't notice. Maybe we hope that our client is captivated by our personality enough to overlook the massive pimple on our face. Or we pray that our bad hair day doesn't turn into a bad date. Or we hope that that black clothing really does make us look a little bit slimmer. Right? Yeah? After all, mirrors have this way of reflecting reality. They can be unforgiving. And sometimes they even make larger or distort reality. But generally, they reflect back a glimpse of what's really going on. And in today's reading from James, we're reminded that sometimes we look into a mirror and then we walk away forgetting what we see. And I think Jesus makes that point today too with the Pharisees. You see, the Pharisees were religious leaders, and they were calling out Jesus' disciples for not keeping the received tradition of the elders. The tradition noted today was hand washing, and they were supposed to follow that tradition to wash their hands before eating. Now, we have to be careful here, because ritual cleansing was an important thing to do for priests before entering the temple. However, there is not an explicit command in the Bible that we must wash our hands before eating. Therefore, hand washing was a tradition and not a commandment. And so Jesus takes on the reflective quality and plays the role of a mirror in the rest of today's gospel. You see, Jesus calls out those religious leaders, saying something like this: "Dearest gentlemen, I believe that you're being a bit judgmental here. You see, the real important thing is to respect the command of God, namely, to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Yet, you are silly willies here today. You've made your tradition more important than that commandment. You've made it so important that you're taking your wealth, calling it an offering to God, and then ultimately failing to care for your parents. So, dearest gentlemen," and they were gentlemen, "check yourself." With that interjection, Jesus challenges the religious authorities to think about how their tradition contributes or hinders their mission. Jesus challenges them to look beyond the action and into the meaning. Jesus invites them and invites us into a deep self-introspection. And I must admit today, I can easily identify with the religious leaders, probably the people I can identify most with in today's reading. And I think it's more than just the fact that we're both curators and cultivators of ritual and tradition. Actually, I think it's because I'm a hypocrite. I think we're all hypocrites. We look down on others for not eating right, or not working out enough, or for actually judging others, or for being racist, or even for lacking open-minded thinking. And in that same breath, we turn right around and we binge on things like pizza, we skip the gym, for another day, saying, oh, I've got to work or take care of the kids. We gossip about somebody else, or we get frustrated by those people who are different than us. And generally, we don't work all that hard to understand another's perspective. We are all hypocrites. So I empathize with the situation of these hypocritical religious leaders. I get it. And I also connect with the Pharisees as they focus on the tradition. Now, at first when I was reading today's gospel, I was like, you know, what is the big deal about washing their hands, right? Hashtag, get over it. Our doctors would say, wash your hands before you eat. What's the big deal, Jesus, right? But then when I thought about it, it's more than about washing hands, right? I mean, don't we all have routines, traditions, or ways of doing things that we don't really question? Maybe it's the way that your family gives Christmas gifts, or even the way you purchase your groceries. We'd push back a bit if one of those traditions were changed even a little bit. Yet, we don't stop to ask if those traditions have substantial influence on our lives. Does hauling gifts around at Christmas really make us feel more connected and loved? When we purchase cheap groceries that are flown in and trucked into Chicago, do we really care for the environment and our neighbors? It's easy for the traditional way of doing things to go unchallenged in our world. And I think that's true for our congregation as well. What would happen if we canceled worship every fourth Sunday so that we could actually go out and serve our neighbors, feeding the homeless, clothing the unclothed? Or what if we took out all the pews in this space to make it a little bit more flexible for other groups to use during the week? I imagine that we'd have some pushback. Nora, as our vice president, would get emails. I would get emails and phone calls. Because traditions have a tendency to lend stability. But they don't necessarily push us deeper to love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. And so on this day with our gospel reading, we get a chance for some self-reflection. Sure, it's easy to look in the mirror and see those clogged pores of inadequacy, the pimples of hypocrisy, the wrinkles of immortalized tradition. Yet, can we hold that reality with the full truth? The full truth that we've been given many gifts, all of which are gifts from our God. While we are screw-ups and don't deserve them, we do receive these gifts from our God because of whose we are. And today's gospel reminds us that it isn't over with our tradition-loving, hypocritical, and self-centered selves looking into the mirror. Rather, the Jesus in the Gospel of Mark lets absolutely nothing stand in the way of communicating that we're not alone and that our God loves us beyond our wildest imagination. So when we look into the mirror, we see a different reflection. We see that we are God's beloved child. And it's God's grace that extracts those blackheads of judgment. It's God's love that blends those scars of hypocrisy. And ultimately, we are set free to love God and serve our neighbor in all we do, all week long, in this building, out on the street, in your workplace, and in your home. And talking about being in your home, I give you a challenge this week. Take a moment to look at yourself in the mirror. And most specifically, I'd say not only a mirror that kind of looks like this today, But look in a mirror that's foggy. You know, like when you get out of the shower in the morning. Look in that foggy mirror. And in that mirror, with all that fog, be honest with yourself. Really be honest with yourself. Be honest that you've got blemishes and you're imperfect, just as I am. But don't let that be the only word you say to yourself. As that mirror begins to clear in your bathroom, see yourself more fully. See yourself as God's beloved child. And as that fog in the mirror clears, if it's anything like my bathroom, maybe you'll start to get those little droplets of water running down that mirror. And remember your baptism. Remember then that our God loves you so much. Be reminded that you're standing at a holy mirror, a mirror where you can hold that you are both blemished and beloved. Stand there in that mirror. Hold it a little bit uncomfortably. And remember that you're not alone. Thanks be to God for that holy mirror. Thanks be to God for God's good gifts. And thanks be to God that we're both blemished and beloved. Amen.